last time we saw Devontae Smith, he and Jalen Hurts together effectively ended a Super Bowl. It was like, you know what? It's 40-6. I think it's a wrap. I think it's time to take the starters out. Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? In 7 days, you're going to see those starters play and play against the Dallas Cowboys. Good morning to you. Eagles Radiothon today right here on WIP, raising money, of course, as the Eagles do on an annual basis, and you do by extension with us, part of the Eagles Autism Foundation and the Radiothon, where you can see bids at, and you can see items at eaglesradiothon.com and get bidding. One of the items is related to the Eagles star receiver, Devontae Smith, one of the star receivers, and it's for the Eagles-Rams game, and your chance to get a photograph with Devontae on the Eagles bench. You're going to get a photo with Devontae, talk to him a little bit there, and then obviously 2 tickets for the game, 100-level tickets, Eagles and Rams, which certainly is a marquee NFC game, and Devontae joins us this morning. Good morning, Devontae.
Good morning.
Well, we love having you on the program, my man. $2,200. I think, Seltzer, we can get that number up. I just want to make sure, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
way up.
All right, way up from $2,200 to hang with Devontae, get your photograph taken, and go to that Eagles-Ram game with great seats. So, Devontae, this interaction with the audience, good job by you, obviously, stepping up and being part of this. You and your teammates, man, one thing that really strikes me, Devontae, you guys, all that are asked, and it's the star players and a little bit below that, that are asked, you guys all step up, man. You guys really have a culture, I can tell you, that the fan base is proud that is part of this city and that organization, man. I mean, you guys do a great job with this stuff.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, Devontae, the coming season, Cowboys, how much have you been thinking about it? How long have you been thinking about this game?
We haven't been thinking about it much, you know, just going through our daily preparation, trying to work on ourselves, see what we're really good at, what we need to work on, so we can be ready for when that time does come.
Did you do anything special prior to, you know, getting the crunch time in camp to get away for you? You know, fun for Devontae this offseason?
Just spend time with the fam. When the season starts, that time is very limited. So just enjoying that time with them.
And then once you got through training camp, I think we all look at that wide receiver room as A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. We, as fans, forget you've got some new faces in there, John Metchie and Darius Cooper. What can you tell us about the new wide receiver teammates that we don't know as well?
They came in with the right mindset, those guys that come in to work every day. They're ready to learn. You know, everyone brings a different quality to the room, and I think that's the good thing about having a room that's so diverse, is everybody can learn something different from somebody else.
How and guys who you've played with in college, do you guys talk about how unusual it is that you've got the Alabama and the Georgia contingencies on both sides of the football? Do you guys talk about how unusual that is compared to other teams in the NFL?
We laugh about it all the time. We tell how, you know, you just draft guys from Georgia and Alabama, I think we're going to be all right.
It certainly has been working out, to say the least. Devontae Smith with us here on WIP. Devontae, Jalen Hurts, your guy, your quarterback. You've heard the chatter. I mean, so much is said about Jalen. From your perspective, it seems that he deals with it so well. I mean, from my perspective, that's what I sense, because he just keeps trucking through. What do you sense of how he handles the criticisms that do come his way?
He's a man on a mission. He's only focused on the task at hand and what's in front of him. And I think he does a really good job of, you know, letting everybody know that and making everyone realize that, you know, at the end of the day, you have a certain job you have to do. As long as you focus on that, all this stuff's going to take care of itself.
Devontae, what makes a complete NFL receiver?
I would say a guy that can go out there and pretty much do everything. You have to be able to create separation, but it's the NFL. Those guys across from us get paid just like us. It's going to be times where right there and it's tight. You have to be able to make contested catches and things of that nature.
How much better can you get?
You can always get better. There's always room for improvement. There's never a time where, you know, you want to just stay where you're at and just continue to go on that level. You always want to, you know, climb and get better. So there's always room for improvement in everything that you do.
How does this season feel starting the year when you compare it to last year? Is there any frame of reference that you can have? I know a lot has been said about keeping that tradition where it is, you know, not taking a step back, you know, the Super Bowl championship and then moving right into the next season, not missing a step. Does it feel like that's something that you guys are accomplishing at this stage?
I feel like, you know, we're getting there, because I say the biggest thing is, you know, when you're coming off winning it all, it's all about, you know, continuing to get better. You know, you kind of have the blueprint, but, you know, sometimes the blueprint always needs to be updated. So that's the thing now. You need to continue to get better. Yeah, we did it last year, but nothing that we did last year is going to get us back there this year. So we got to continue to get better.
Devontae Smith with us here, Eagles Cowboys in 7 days. Devontae, you've played for two really notable coaches. I mean, we're not familiar with your high school coach, but Nick Saban and Nick Sirianni. Who's more intense at their most intense moment? Oh, it was fun.
Oh, no! Wow. Devontae said, I'm done with this interview.
Too hard. Yes, the hardest question, apparently.
He gone.
All right. Well, I'm guessing that was inadvertent, but you never know.
I feel pretty good.
I don't think
that was not what you call a hardball question.
And here's the thing. If Sirianni was the answer, that would be unbelievable.
Agree. Mm-hmm. I think we're calling back. Hold on.
You know what I'm saying, John? Because we know Saban is like Bobby freaking Knight. So if Sirianni goes there, and look, we don't know in a private moment what
we know Nick Sirianni's like a player's coach.
But
like,
we
guys
know
are
he's
calling
intense.
Him up, talking about their college teams and what they're doing that
but
weekend.
He's intense. All right, let's talk to Devontae. Devontae, I was asking, I don't know how much of that you heard. At their most intense, who's more intense, Nick Saban or Nick Sirianni?
That's tough. I mean, honestly, they're really kind of the same guy. Wow. You know, they're real serious, but you know, they try to throw their little jokes in every now and then, but very intense coaches. And I think that's what made it easy for me to transition here was the man that Coach Sirianni, you know, has upon his players. It's kind of the same thing that Coach Saban tried to instill in us.
That's awesome, man. Because, you know, I say that because we have seen from afar enough videos of Saban just going, you know, uber intense. So if Nick can get near that range, that is saying something. All right, Devontae, let me remind everyone listening, the opportunity for you to be with Devontae Smith, the photograph, not only on the field, but right there on the bench. On the bench! Devontae and you, a photograph, and this is going to be with the Eagles-Rams game. You get two tickets to the game. They're you know, great tickets in the 100 level. Obviously, this is a marquee NFC matchup, Eagles-Rams on September 21st. Bid currently at $2,200. Please consider getting that number up. It's all at EaglesRadioThon.com. Devontae, thanks for being a big part of the program. Good luck to you versus Dallas and all season long. And thanks so much today, my man, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Eagles star receiver. And what an I'll just say this. I remember when he played in that championship game, and I said, that's the guy I want the Eagles to get. They had the sixth pick. They went from 6 to 12, I think, to 10. They got him. He's been an unbelievable upgrade. He immediately improved the passing game, and he's a heck of a guy.